What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We're giving away shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter. At BBMS 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
The NCAA. We're talking about the Michigan penalty that was handed down. And while we disagree on the Harbaugh penalty or whatever we disagreed on, I think we agree that this is just classic NCAA. This is true to form for them. They make a show of it. They penalize heavily. It looks really heavy when you read it. I'm like, wow. Then I talked to someone who's a Michigan alum recently this weekend, and he was laughing about it, saying, yeah, because the thinking was for them, they don't care as long as they keep that title. That's how much it's worth to them, because it's been so long with it. It's a proud football school. I mean, it just is. It's a blue blood football school, and they got their title. And the penalty, while it sounds, and it is a ton of money, $20 million, he said, you know how quickly that'll be paid by the boosters? He said, they'll take that out of their pocket and pay it gladly, because that's what happens there. So, I mean, when you look at the totality of it, so if that's true, and I believe him because he knows the people there, he went there, and they do this, it'll be paid. Harbaugh goes on to coach the Chargers. The school and the kids, they're national champions. They're not losing that. There's a 10-year show cause for Jim Harbaugh. So what? He's coaching the Los Angeles Chargers now. Life moves on for everybody. I don't even why we have the NCAA anymore. They do this all the time. It's such a fraudulent organization.
Meanwhile, Coach Moore, who wasn't the head coach, is suspended for 3 games.
Yes.
Wasn't the head coach.
Yep.
Oh boy. It's funny you said I should do a blog for
coffee
when I'm on a roll. Who else I should do a blog for?
Well,
Uber drivers, because that's who gets my shovel this morning. This Uber driver managed to take a 10-minute ride and make it 24 minutes. He missed every exit. It was so bad, Ed, I got a little suspicious. I'm like, dude, you can't be this dumb. You can't miss every exit like you're doing right now and do that not be on purpose. Yeah. I was getting a little suspicious, like, okay, what's going on right now? This is not funny anymore. I'm like, dude, you missed the exit there. He missed the ramp to get onto the interstate and took me through the hood. Then got back on the interstate. I'm like, no, dude, you didn't have to get on the interstate from here. You went through the city. You could have just stayed on this route. You circled back to get on the interstate to go past where we just came. Why do I know Boston better than you and I haven't been here in 10 years? What are you doing? And you know me. It's hard for me not to talk. It's hard for me not to say what's on my mind. Like I said, sir, if you miss one more exit, you can go ahead and let me out. No, I'm sorry. I said, I know. Apology accepted. However, you miss one more exit, you can let me out. I'll call another Uber. You let me out of the store or something. Okay, no problem. So I'm sitting back. And I said to him, I said, the exit is coming up. Do not miss my exit. And he pulls off one of the exits and comes on. And so we pulled up. I said, listen, let me explain something to you. I believe in tipping everyone for your service. So if I don't tip you, I'm going to have the decency of telling you. I looked at him. I said, you ain't getting 5 stars. You're not getting a tip. This was awful. I said, I'm glad that I planned to be here an hour in advance, because I said I was going to be here at 5. My Uber should have dropped me off at 4:50, and it ended up getting me here a little bit after 5, which is fine. It's still enough time for me to prep just in case things go wrong. But you doubled up the time to get here for my Uber? You doubled up. Good thing if it's not a taxi, we have meters.
I just find it funny. You've had such luck with Ubers.
Only out of town.
Yeah, so where else would you take them? I mean, I guess you take them here occasionally, yeah.
Let's back up for a second. Where do I live now?
Oh, right. Bel Air.
I take Ubers all of the time.
I would too. I would take
all the time.
I would take an Uber if I had Listerine on my breath up there. So let's not forget when our Uber was stolen in the Bronx.
Oh yeah, how about that?
Remember that one? No. Somebody jumped in the Uber he ordered and took our Uber.
Did somebody jump in, or did he just pull up and didn't leave? I thought he just pulled up and left.
No, like I think someone jumped in that taxi.
Okay.
And we're sitting like two schmucks in a hotel waiting for this cab that never comes.
Yeah, we did look like two schmucks. And then we couldn't find an Uber after the game.
Oh.
Then we had to walk like a mile.
I got you to go on the subway. Remember that?
Oh, I love the subway.
You didn't want to get on it first.
Not that. Not where we were. Not where we were. No, I did not.
Oh, my goodness. What a night that was. That's when we took the train from the Bronx into Manhattan. Got a cab to Smith & Walensky's. A couple tried to pick you up. Wasn't that the same night?
Well, that wasn't Smith & Walensky's when a couple tried to pick me up.
Though. Yes, it was. It was the grill. Was? Yes.
Okay.
It was the grill.
Oh, yes, it was. Yeah. It was the grill. It was, yeah. And a couple asked me what hotel I was in. See, I'm glad that Jeremy incident where the man was playing wingman for his wife, distracting Jeremy so the wife could talk to me. I'm glad those two incidents happened with you two there. Because if I told that story when I came back, neither of you would believe me.
Oh, I know. I believe it's happened to me. It does happen. I believe you. I would.
If I came back and said, look, Ed, I was in New York, and this couple, I don't know if a dude was a cuck or he just wanted, you know, somebody to join him. I don't know. But, and hey, Ben, you know what made it worse out of all of this?
I'll tell you.
Go ahead. You tell him.
He turns him down.
No, that's not what made it worse.
Yes, it was.
Of course I turned him down. Is that the worst part? The worst part.
Just give me the key. I'll come back in the morning.
That's what he said. That's what he said. Right there. Give me the key, and I'll come back in the morning.
I was offered to go back to the Bronx and come back and get you.
Because they had the hotel right next to Smith & Walensky's, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right across from there, yeah.
Right there.
He says, give me the key. And I'll come back for you.
I would have uncuffed you and taken that ball gag out of your mouth, too.
They seemed to be in some freaky stuff, too, man.
I'm sure they were.
Oh, boy. Ron Ripken joins us at 7:45. But on the other side, the Birds take 2 out of 3 in Houston. Is there new excitement with these rookies? For the Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I'm on the fan. So let's start counting here. The Baltimore Orioles, Seattle Mariners last week had climbed the tie the Houston Astros for first place in the AL West. And the Orioles broke their hearts, and all they did was knock them out of first place by taking 2 out of 3 against them. So you know what? Let's take on another AL West first place team. Let's take on the Houston Astros on the road. The Birds go to Houston. Houston climbs up to 2.5 lead, and the Orioles take 2 out of 3 from them and break their hearts. In the process, rookies, Brandon Young, near-perfect game, takes it into the 8th inning, ends up pitching 8 innings, giving up no runs or 1 hit. Still doesn't walk anybody. Rookie, the next day, Dylan Beavers makes his debut. He gets a double in the 9th inning. Orioles lose, but still, rookie debut. And then on Sunday, Samuel Basayo, he gets a 2 RBI hit. Birds win 12-0. Is there some renewed excitement, perhaps, Ed, with these rookies coming, making their debut and being productive?
100% there is. Sure, of course. Listen, we've had so little to be happy about this season. It seemed like every day when you get a little, you know, a little ray of sunshine, you look up at the sun and you get kicked in the nuts. And that's been every week this season because you just think, oh, that was good. That was a good one. And then Batista's out for the year. Oh, Eflin's gone. Oh, it's like every week this happened. This is well after Bradish and Grayson and everybody. It's just been awful. This, to me, yeah, this is a real positive sign. And I think, well, I know because I told you, I had that friend in Houston who's a fan of the Astros now. He's all excited for the Orioles. He was like really amazed. He said, I can't believe that they kicked their ass like that. And I see it. I get why he said that. Because I can't believe it either, but I am truly excited about it, yes.
Houston fans were very, very vocal inside of the stadium as well about the but there were a lot of Oriole fans there. I mean, I was shocked that at this point in the season, maybe they planned these trips early and with the disappointment they couldn't get rid of their tickets and win anyway. Maybe that was the case. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some of them are just diehard fans, ride or die regardless of what the standings are. But there were a lot of Oriole fans in Houston at Daikin Park over the weekend. Yeah, they were. I mean, not as many as Tampa, places like that.
Right.
But more than I expected for August of a season that, for the most part, have no playoff hopes. You're 10 games under 500 right now. Had no playoff hopes. In last place, 15 and a half back of the Toronto Blue Jays. But they were there. The faithful was there. Yeah. There was some excitement for me. Brandon Young doing what he did. And then you already heard whispers. We kind of heard whispers on Friday that Dylan Beavers was on the way. And then when he got here, I felt like it was kind of a smokescreen with all the talks that Colton Cowser would make his return on Sunday. And then you start hearing the grumblings of Samuel Basayo because he was called early on Saturday. And then late Saturday night, you get the email from the Orioles saying roster move, Samuel Basayo's contract was purchased. Like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now they're starting to drum some things up a little bit. And the Orioles are in a position, Ed, where they can play heartbreakers, man. They can stomp on some people's playoff hopes. They can reposition the playoffs in terms of you know, you might not win your division, but you might go to the wild card, your wild card seeding. They have some teams that they can really impact down the stretch. Two games in Boston, four more games against the Houston Astros over the weekend. Then Boston comes to town. San Francisco's going nowhere, but then you go to San Diego, home against Los Angeles, at Toronto, and then you close up against the Yankees, the Rays and the Yankees. They have an opportunity to not only drum up some positive momentum for themselves, which you want to do, but also have an impact on the playoff picture.
Yeah, I mean, you impact the playoff picture, impact your future, impact a lot of things. I feel pretty good after this weekend. I don't know about you, but I do. I was really happy to see Beavers and Basayo. And that, even that, it was a single that he drove in two runs?
Who, Basayo? Yeah, single.
That thing was a screamer. I mean,
he got robbed of a two-run home run.
He got robbed of a home run for sure. I mean, he hits the ball hard. I mean, this is what you heard about him coming up. But he can hit, man. He certainly didn't look overmatched coming to the majors. He was hitting them hard.
That one he hit that was robbed from a home run was in on his hands high, which you're not supposed to be able to hit that ball that far.
Right.
It was high in on his hands, and he got his hands in, and he got it out the right field. He and Gunnar got robbed. Gunnar got robbed of a grand slam. So it was a good weekend. I was happy for the fans. The Orioles had me regardless. You know what I mean? I'm going to watch regardless. And no, not because I work. I think I work there because I watch regardless and not the other way around. So if for the happiness for me, I'm there regardless. I was happy for the fans because I felt like it was with the activity that you saw on social media, with the activity just from the Orioles fans, some of the conversations that they had in the stadium, you could tell people were once again excited. When is the last time you've been excited in 2025 about Orioles baseball?
Not
genuine really. Excitement. Yeah. Not trying to convince yourself to be excited, but genuine excitement. It's been a long time, man. So, And I know a lot of, you know, all the comments is about time. Listen, they made a business decision. You know, the one thing you can say a lot of things about this front office, but the one thing you can't say is that they don't know how to draft. So if they're gonna wait and possibly get an extra draft pick for these guys, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for it, and I think Tony Mantolino said it best. This was not a These were not promotions based on guys' prospect rankings. They're ranked high. You got to get them up. These were not promotions based on team need. Yeah. Team was double digits under 500. These were promotions based on two young men who earned their way to the bigs. They earned it. The numbers that they put up.
Yeah, they did. Yes.
So that's what I love. And they earned their way. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So we stand here today. The Baltimore Orioles, they are on what's today's date? August 18th. August 18th. They're 10 games under 500. The season is going nowhere. You know, the Birds are 57-67. Brandon Young, near perfect game. Dylan Beavers comes up on Saturday. Samuel Basayo comes up on Sunday. Is there some new excitement for you as an Oriole fan based on these young players who you're mixing with other young players? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Go on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long at WEEI Studio in Boston. As the Orioles here for two-game series against the Red Sox. You know, we're talking about the excitement. Are you excited about these young players? And he's young. He's not a rookie. But tell me right now, when you heard Ben Hall say Dustin May versus Trevor Rogers, you didn't get excited when you heard Trevor Rogers' name.
Of course I did.
I know you did.
Of course I did. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or else it giving you some reason down the stretch to be excited, man. Trevor Rogers, yesterday, Dean Kramer's ERA dropped below 4. Trevor Rogers hadn't been above 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're giving you some real. I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig here. I'm not. The season was a disappointment. But they're going down the stretch, playing some good teams, and they're putting themselves in. Injured players are coming back. Kowser came back yesterday. You got my guy, Kyle Bradish. You know Kyle Bradish.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Dean Kramer, Kyle Bradish is my guy.
Yeah.
That's my guy. You know, I remember when he was struggling, I told people, I said, I don't know, man. That guy walks around the clubhouse like John Wayne. I just don't see him struggling long. He just has this cockiness about him that he's one of those guys that's just not going to let himself struggle for long. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's that dude. By the way, Ed, so I went down real quick in these studios. Almost every door has a code to it to get to another section. I told you, like 30 studios.
Yeah, yeah.
So to get to different levels, you need codes. So the engineer said, I'm going to give you the codes to each of the doors. You better write them down. I said, you guys must change codes often. He said, no, why? I said, you give me the codes to all the doors? I'm not here for you. He looks me up and down and says, oh, yeah, you got a trust face. I have a trust face? I don't think I've ever been told that I have a trust face.
Well, let's replay. Spring training several years ago. We're at Jerry Coleman's parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
Rob is sitting next to Jerry's mom on the couch watching The Wizard of Oz. I go to pour myself a scotch. She calls out to her husband, that man is taking your whiskey.
He's talking about Ed.
Talking about me. Yeah.
Meanwhile.
I don't have the trust face, I guess.
Meanwhile, she told me where it was to sit next to her to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Yep. All right, cool. You got a point there. You got a point. Let's go out to Antonio in Baltimore, in Rosedale. Sorry, what's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Man. How are you?
Good. Good Orioles series win. Is the current team better than the team we had before the trade deadline? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You have a wonderful day too, Antonio. And I don't know if better, but Ed, remember before the trade deadline, Ed, I told everybody, I said, let's go back to 2022. Before the trade deadline, the team was under 500. They had Trey Mancini. They had Jorge Lopez. They had a couple other guys. Then all of a sudden, they start trading off pieces. And that's when the team took flight. And I don't think the team was necessarily better or worse. I think what happened was guys started to find their true positions. You had this team right here. You had Jordan Westbrook playing second, playing third, DHing, doing this, doing that. Guys jumping around. Well, now after the trade, you don't have the need to get all of these guys in. So now people take their roles. You heard Tony Mancelino say yesterday, the World Series teams has maybe two platoon guys. Everybody else, everyday players. Well, that's where the Orioles are right now. They may have a couple of platoon guys, Jeremiah Jackson being one of them, but everybody else, you know, your first baseman is Mayo. Your second baseman is Holiday. Your shortstop is Gunner. Your third baseman is Westbrook. Colton Collins is going to play center field for the rest of the year. Your catcher is Adley. Adley caught a day game after night game yesterday. These guys are now, I think it's, I don't know whether it's better or worse, but I think the fact that these guys know where they're going to play and know their position and know where they're going to bat, I think it means something.
Mm-hmm. I think it is too. I think, does Kobe Mayo have a nickname yet?
No, what do you want him to be?
I saw Duke from Duke's Mayonnaise, I think.
Ah. Can I suggest that to him? See if he likes
it? Yeah, see if he likes that. Because that's a lot better than I think Duke would be great.
Duke. Yeah. Duke Mayo.
Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. Better than Kobe?
Hang on. Somebody beat
and we can get. So you're suggesting that we get rid of one of the lacrosse names? Kobe, Gunner, Adley,
Jackson. I just think Duke. Well, it's not far off either, but it's like.
Duke Mayo.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to suggest that to him. Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Mike?
Are you there, Mike?
How you doing this morning? Can you hear me?
Why you being shy this morning, man? We called your name. Come on.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah. Got you now.
Okay. Hey. I'm excited about the rookies. You know, I really am. But, you know, also, you know, it still doesn't change the fact that we got to get some veteran. We got to get some solid veterans in here, too, you know, in the mix. But I'm excited about the rookies. But you know what, man? I think Camden Yards is going to be looking like a zoo soon because I guarantee you, if Beavers have some success, they're walking around with the cow outfits. If Beavers has some success, they're going to have some animals or some Beavers walking around or the people walking around looking like Roy, June, and Wally or something. But I'm excited, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate the call. Ed, you're running an organization. You take over police departments, a lot of young officers. Don't you need to know who these young officers are before you start adding veterans?
Yeah, of course.
I think that's where they are right now.
Sure. Yeah. I think so, too. I mean, they got to figure out who's who before, you know, because you don't know what you need.
Exactly. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. I mean, I talked to a player yesterday who said, I'm ready to take on leadership role, but I'm not a vocal leader. If I try to become a vocal leader, I'll be a fraud.
Yeah.
And I said to him, not only will you be a fraud, but you're forcing yourself to do something that you're not comfortable in. And when you take yourself out of your comfort zone, then you can't be successful. Right. So they need that leadership, definitely, but at what position? You don't know yet. So I think that's another layer to this season, figuring out who you need to add. Let's go to White Plains and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
My surgery went well.
How are you? I was about to ask you. How are you? How's your recovery?
My recovery is fine. Well, you know, my son gave me his kidney, and man, him was like almost a perfect match, man, because my ex-wife made my kids draw straws to see which one of the four was going to give me their kidney because they all wanted to. But my son was actually the perfect match, man. So okay. I'm doing well, man.
We didn't forget. I was waiting for you to call back so we can ask you, man. Prayers are answered. What's on your mind, buddy?
Yeah, I'm telling you. But, hey, Rob, you know what? I'm excited about the young players. I really am. But I'm really excited about this pitching staff. I think if Bradley comes back, man, I think Wells come back. Me, personally, I would sign Eflin again because I don't think he's going to be that expensive. You already got Rodgers over there, and you know, and Kramer, man, he's pitching like an ace right now. You know,
don't forget about Povich, who's showing some signs.
Povich showing some things, man. You know, and some of the young pitchers are really starting to show some things, man. You know, so that's a good thing, also.
And I don't know if he's gonna be. I don't know if he's gonna be a starter. I don't think he's gonna be a starter, Mike. But let's not forget that Suarez is coming back too.
Exactly.
That's huge for that bullpen.
Exactly. You know. Yeah. Exactly. And like I said, you know, and. You know, and Wells and all these guys, man. You know, I mean, look, this year was a disappointment, right? I mean, I think we can all say that, right? But these young players hasn't really been, man. You know, they've been pretty solid, man. And you know, you bring these two young guys up, and they look like they're ready to go. You know, and that's the thing I do like about this Orioles team, man. You bring all of these guys that's coming up look like they're ready to play.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't look like in the past. You know, so I'm excited about the whole team, to be honest with you, man. But look, fellas, thanks for taking my call.
Good to hear from you, man. Continue recovery. I'm with him, man. I think, you know, I know a lot has been said about Mike Elias, and I can't defend him. I can't defend him. However, I will say this, Ed. I still believe in him.
Why?
I do. Listen, everything that's been said, I cannot defend. It's factual. You know what I mean? It has not gone well. But I still believe in him. I think this was a crazy year. Look at all the injuries, man. You cannot ignore that. I just think now he's been challenged, you know, and sometimes, you know, you need to be challenged. Sometimes you need that humble pie to realize that maybe you need some help in some different areas now. But overall, I still believe in Mike Elias.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I think he does a lot of things well. I really do. I believe some of his criticism is very unfair to him. I mean, you can't defend him and everything, but I think some of it is just outrageous.
Yeah, I agree. Let's go out to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man. Good weekend of baseball, man. I really enjoyed it, man. Even though the Orioles, you know, out of playoff contention, though. But watching that lineup yesterday when it came out, man, I was excited. I was like, man, I can't wait to get home, you know, catch the end of the game, you know. And a lot of people was commenting, and especially somebody made a comment, I don't know if it was on your post, Rob, about the ninth spot. They was like, man, yeah, it was your post, you know. I mean, we would love that could have been, you know, should have been cursed at, but he's not playing right now. But, Mama Rob, I text you about Jeremiah Jackson on Friday. I told you this guy, you know, I think he's going to be, you know, productive guy for us, you know.
And normally I tell you don't know what the hell you're talking about, but that wasn't one of those times.
I know. I was like, oh, Rob, you know, Rob, believe it, you know, I must be right, you know. But, at 39 at-bats, though, you know, he's hitting, what, .333 with an OPS of .812. So, you know, and three hits yesterday. The guy's going to be definitely, you know, looking forward to seeing him.
I don't think he's the 333 guy, Rashawn, but I will say this. I think he is a good enough hitter to be that super utility guy for the Baltimore Orioles. I do. I think he's a good enough hitter. I think he has enough talent to do that. And, you know, maybe one day become somebody's starter, but I love him in that role right now. He's still young.
Yes, for sure. And Brandon Young. You think it's any way possibly, you know, he can be our fifth starter next year?
No.
You know, I think he might continue to improve.
No.
Okay, you see him putting him in the bullpen then? Maybe he can be a bullpen guy?
I guess, but I just, if you look at the body of work, so let's go through it here. Let's go through it here.
Right.
Bradish is coming back.
Right.
You have Rodgers. You have Kramer. You're either going to have Grayson Rodriguez or you're going to go out and get a free agent, if that's not Eflin. And when you talk about that fifth spot, look at the body of work for Povich over Young. The body of work for Povich is better than Young's. Young had a great game on Friday. I'm taking nothing away from him. But remember the guy in Detroit years ago that he was robbed of his perfect game by the umpire's decision? Remember that?
No, who was that?
Yeah, exactly, because he did nothing after that. That's my point. He did nothing after that. And I'm not saying that's going to be Brandon Young. I'm not. I'm just saying you can't take that one performance and now all of a sudden put Cade Povich's body of work is better right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think overall he's a better prospect.
Yeah, but hopefully Brandon Young can, you know, continue to improve, though. So
I hope he can. You need guys in the bullpen, and we know one thing about baseball. Just because you're in a starting rotation in March and April doesn't mean you're going to finish with that five for several reasons. So, you know, I think we learned one word this year, depth. Got to have it.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yep. All right, Rob. And stop watching Brokeback Mountain, too, man. You know, you shouldn't be quoting it like that either, man.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I watched it. I think everybody did. I watched it, but at the same time, you know, I don't talk about two grown men hugging on the football field brought tears to my eyes.
No, it was just emotional. They still embraced each other. You know, a lot of people try to pin them against each other, man. They were still brotherly. You know?
Yeah, they didn't do that to me.
No, it didn't.
No, okay. I didn't do that to me. No, no.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one there.
All right, man. Ravens.com's own Ryan Mink joins us to talk some Ravens football at 8:15. But on the other side, Ryan Ripken. So the other Ryan joined us. Orioles baseball. See if he's excited about the future of this team up next on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan joining us right now. Ryan Ripken. Courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Man, I'm doing well. Doing well. I was in Houston over the weekend, and we were talking about it before you came on, the excitement of seeing these young guys not only come up, but perform like Brandon Young did on Friday. I think this will maybe put a jolt of energy in some of the Oriole fan base.
Yeah, you know, it can't erase right now of what the 2025 season hoped to be to start, right? The expectations were to build off of what you've done the last 2 years. But, you know, it hasn't gone that way. We all know the many reasons why it hasn't. But this series in Houston, and we can even go back to the Seattle series, but the series in Houston where you saw, you know, Brandon Young have one of the best pitching performances we've seen from an Orioles starter in years. And then you see the two prospects that you wanted to see get called up. And then this young nucleus and this team seems like they're playing with that freeness that you hope they would. And then Sunday's game arguably is the best win of the year because it was just dominant. And it was because of this young nucleus and Sam Basayo getting his first knock and two RBIs. And, you know, it's not what was hoped for going into the year, but if you're an Oriole fan moving forward, this is going to be really interesting to watch because you're going to see these guys continue to learn. And look, you know, Rob, I think that this team is really not far off going to the next year. Everyone was worried. Yeah, you need to get some more starting pitching help. But if these guys play the way that they can, I mean, your outlook is going to look really different going into the next year.
All right. What would the outlook be? Because I'm excited. Honestly, I'm not just saying this because, you know, trying to drum up interest in the team after a bad season. But seeing these guys, first of all, what do you think of Basayo? Just the strength of his contact, you know, as soon as he came up to the majors.
Well, I'll start with Basayo. I loved his aggressiveness at the plate. I loved he didn't feel, you know, to me, sure, he could have had his insides running high because it's your big league debut. But one of the phrases that I've learned growing up, and I think it's very fitting, is you can look at someone and say, do they belong? And when you look at Sam Basayo, no doubt does he belong here. Mm-hmm. He's ready. You know, and heck, you know, we could have seen a home run for, you know, his first hit in the big leagues, right? So he's just got such great bat-to-ball skills, such a strong dude. Because I know we're saying he's still a young guy, could be a kid. He's a grown man, you know. But he's young, and he's got such a bright future. But I'll go to the future of it. I mean, you know, going back to what I just said about that the Orioles, you know, you're not going to probably reach your goals right for this year. You know, barring you do what the Brewers do and you win 14, 15 in a row and do all that, right? But for the Orioles, though, it's almost of all the situations, it could be a blessing that your young guys go out and now they just play. And they go out and play and you figure out who's going to fit into the puzzle. But I'll tell you this. If you have a duo of having Adley and Sam catch and then Sam play first in DH, Dylan Beavers gets comfortable up there. And, oh, by the way, I think people forget how good Jordan Westberg is when he's healthy. That dude is he's an all-star for a reason. And I love seeing his growth even as the leader, just watching him talk, seeing how he handles himself. Gunnar Henderson might not have had the power numbers so far this year, but I'll tell you what, Gunnar defensively has gotten better and better. And then Jackson Holliday is still having a great year, in my opinion, for his first, this is his rookie year. So I'm saying all this of going, all that young talent is there. Everything that you want is there. Now you just got to hope that when you go into next year, you hit the ground running. And if they can do that, there's no reason to me why this team can't be right back. And I'd argue they might be in a better position with this young group than they were really anticipating to start the year.
I love it, Ron Ripken. Ron Ripken joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You talk about adding some pitching help. I think, to be honest with you, most of that help needs to be out of the bullpen. But having said that, man, I love watching Dean Kramer complete the task. I love watching him completely redefine himself and where people labeled him in his rotation.
Oh, yeah. And the first thing with the bullpen, yeah, they're going to need some bullpen help. But you'll see that, you know, there's pieces that you might not think, like Dietrich Enns was one that's been a great story.
Yeah, I love
so
him.
Far. And, yeah. You know, so the bullpen, you can kind of piece together a little bit quicker now. We'll see what's going on with Felix as well, because that's the hardest piece to fix is getting a full-time closer. And hopefully Felix is good for next year, be for a different time. But for Dino, Dean, I said it before, and people, and I'm glad you mentioned it, there's this narrative around Dean for what he has done. And what Dean's actually done in his big league career has been a solid starting pitcher. But I think what people are afraid to admit is that his ceiling is higher than people want to give him credit for. I mean, look, you don't go and do what Dean has done this year, where you go 6, 7, 8 innings, giving up one or no earned runs, and going out there and dominating lineups, which he's done. So the one thing that holds Dean back is consistency, just like a lot of players. You know, that one big inning that allows something to happen. But when he's on, Dean is really good. So I'm really excited for that. And you know, he was my teammate too, so I've watched it. I've seen the evolutions of him. But seeing him and seeing Trevor Rogers do his thing, and you hope that he continues on. Oh, and then by the way, people forget that there's a certain pitcher coming to join the Orioles soon that was top four in Cy Young just back in 2023. Don't forget about it.
You know what?
Yeah, you put all those pieces together, and then you're right, though, Rob. Then the offseason, this is why the rest of the year is fun for people to watch. But next year, you finish out this year, and then you look at what you really need to go get. And then you emphasize and you think of all the possibilities that can go wrong, and you make sure you have enough of it. But this nucleus that they have, these guys can make things interesting. And I'm sorry for Birdland that it's been this type of year, but I'm really excited, and I'm not losing faith on what they can do moving forward.
So looking at all the totality of the circumstances, I mean, the injuries we've had and what you've seen recently with this pitching, that to me, with Rogers and Kramer and even Sagano's, we've had really good pitching at the end of the season now. Hopefully good pitching coming back. The core is here. You get these young rookies, the Beavers and Masayo have come up finally, and the guys we got. What's your assessment of this team now going like Sarasota 26? I hate to just write off the season, but to be realistic, you kind of have to.
Well, I want to see how they finish. You know, yeah. To me, the feeling and excitement of when a guy gets called up for a day or two, that's great. But can you replicate that feeling and excitement to finish out the year? You know, the biggest thing for the young guys, and why I say this time's valuable, is that so many people have to go out and go through it. And what we've heard from these young guys is dealing with the adversity, dealing with failure, and taking that next step together. Because this young core, this team will go as far as this young core takes them. So I don't want to jump in and say that, well, 2026, the Orioles are going to have X, Y, and Z with players or the team, because I want to see how they finish. But from what I see and what they have, there's no reason for going into 2026 to not say we should compete to win the American League East and we should be right back in the playoff picture no matter what. I think that's got to be the goal here, because if it's not, then, yeah, then Orioles fans are going to be sitting there going, well, when are we going to get to that point again? But I think they are going to be there. But this is why the last 5-6 weeks is so important. It's, you know, can you ride this momentum and this kind of playing free all the way through, and then you can get a really good assessment of what this team can do as a unit moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Ripken. Ryan, when can we hear you for the rest of the week?
I'm coming on to do I'll be on The Fan later on Friday, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and then I got my own show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on YouTube, Ryan Ripken Show.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, man.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ryan Mink will join us at 8:15, and then Mike Bordick at 8:45 to talk some more baseball. But on the other side, let's get into some Ravens. Did Rasheen Ali and De'Ernest Johnson audition for other teams on Saturday? They both look good. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.